Good evening, Senator.
You three again? What do you think you're doing? You're making very dangerous enemies here!
Calm yourself, Senator. I wouldn't want to drop you accidentally.
Yeah. 60 floors is a long way to go down.
What do you want? Money? I can get you that!
No, Mr. Robbins. We want the truth. You are involved with the killings.
What are you talking about?
We'll meet tomorrow at the usual spot at the usual time. I'll give you your next case then. Thank you.
Got it all saved. Right here.
You bugged my office? Now that's illegal!
Yes, but assisting a cult in mass murder is much more illegal.
You don't understand! I'm trying to protect my people!
By killing?
You wouldn't understand! You're one of them!
Yeah, and this one of them can drop you off a building if you aren't too careful.
All right! I confess! I'm involved!
Give us the address where you're meeting the killer. Tell us, and we won't talk.
Here! It's stored in its burner phone! Take it!
Thank you. Enjoy your last days in office.
What? You said you wouldn't talk!
I lied. Have a good night, Senator.
Do either of you see him yet?
Killer should be carrying a scythe. A big one, too. He should stand out.
I see him.
Remember the plan. We aren't catching him here. We want him to lead us back to his base of operation.
He's getting a phone call.
Yes?
Go! Get the heck out of there! You're compromised! The FBI agent and her friends aren't there!
He's getting away. I'll go after him.
No, don't!
Why not?
Erzan, did you make it?
Yes. I sure hope he can't hear me. Or notice the fly that's on his back. I'm not keen on getting squished.
He transformed into a fly. Not bad.
We'll be tracking you from a safe distance. Good luck.
If he kills me, I'll be haunting the two of you for the rest of your lives.
Arkyn, Episode 10, Son of Thor and the Last Valkyrie.
1 month in Norway is almost up. Thorint is preparing for war against Jormungandr, the World Serpent. If the myths about him are true, he will be a deadly foe. I've spent the last weeks training with Hjarta and her warriors. I was lucky in taking down Hrothgar. I have much to learn. Hjarta is brilliant. She reads me like a book.
You have much endurance. I'll give you that. However, there is one thing that still holds you back.
Nothing holds me back.
There is. I sense fear in you. This leaves us with the question. What is that fear?
My fear drives me. It doesn't keep me from winning.
So you know what it is. Tell me, what is your fear?
What is it? I'm scared that no matter what I do, I won't be enough. You can thank my father for that.
Your father?
Yes. He pushed me and pushed me to be more and more. There was no stopping point. Who even knows if I'm where he wanted me to be? It's not like I even want to be where he wants, but being that is all that I know how to do.
You feel trapped by him?
Every time I look back at what I've done, I see him. I see him training me, telling me I was weak, worthless. I am what I am because of him, nothing more, nothing less.
That's where you're wrong. I look at you and I see a very brave young woman. A brave young woman who is lost in what she's meant to be.
I know what I'm meant to be. I'm supposed to be the next Clifford Reeves.
You're so much more than that. your Melanie the Bold. A Dringer unmatched by most.
What makes you say that?
You don't back down, even when disadvantaged. Behind your small stature is a fierce opponent, whom most would fear. But you're also kind. You stand for what you believe in, even if it goes against others. You're a protector, just as much as you are a warrior. Qualities of a true Valkyrie.
Yet you won't give me the title.
Let's fix that. Try to attack me again. If you land a hit, I grant you status among our ranks.
Really?
Yes, but it won't be easy. Rakta hasn't even been able to hit me. Are you up for a challenge?
More than ever. Aegeus' condition has worsened. He's lost the use of his legs and has gone blind. Simeon and Orotheus stopped meeting with him and are instead meeting with Torden and Edvena to work on gaining more control of their powers. All three of us are improving every day. We will definitely come away from this stronger than we ever arrived. I'm starting to feel more and more attachment to this place the longer I'm here. I'm afraid that when the time comes, I won't want to leave. This place exists far away from any of my pain and fears. I need to see what Simeon thinks.
What are you doing?
What? Nothing. No, I'm just keeping track of our time here.
I never took you for a journal person.
I just thought that if we never go back...
Hey, don't worry. We'll make it back. I promise.
Of course.
I heard you finished your Valkyrie training today.
Yes, I'm going to officially earn the title tonight at the feast.
That's amazing. Who knew you could get any cooler?
I don't know about that. How was training with Torden today?
Oh, we didn't have it. Yarta finally convinced him to speak with Corvus.
That should go well.
They're in the unquarantined part of the meat hall right now. If we listen close enough, I think we might be able to hear them yell at each other.
Let me get this straight. You want me to help you?
Yes.
I can't believe this. Mighty Torden wants my help. Please tell me you're joking. I'm your enemy. I've been trying to capture Forin for decades.
If Jormungandr has his way, there won't be a Forin to capture.
You make a fair point.
So, will you join us?
I will. On two terms.
And what are they?
One, I want an audience with King Aegeus.
The king is sick.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
No, you won't.
One, I'll join you on one condition. Give me Forent.
Deal.
What?
Great! Wait, seriously?
After this is all over, the royal family is leaving the human world. We'll be returning to our own world. You can have whatever remains of Forin.
Well, this is rather unexpected. But I accept! My men and I will stand by you against the Serpent.
Glad we could come to an agreement. What are you doing here, Simeon?
It's my turn to check on your father. I totally wasn't trying to listen to your conversation.
Of course you weren't. Go, visit him.
How come he gets to see Aegeus?
Torden, my child, is that you?
No, it's Simeon.
Oh, I am sorry, Simeon. My eyes no longer allow me the blessing of sight.
You seem to think that everyone that comes in here is Torden.
I think part of me just wants him to visit.
You know he can't.
I know. We never finished our research.
Don't worry about that. Worry about your health.
Oh, Simeon. Humor an old man. Tell me more about what you can do.
I really told you about all of it. Then again...
I am listening.
Okay. I can see cracks in the walls between the Archeon and human world. If I focus hard enough, I can manipulate them. I imagine if I focused hard enough, I could probably take them all down.
You can do what?
I've done it once. It was a small hole, but I was able to open and close it.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this is? One false move and humanity falls. I am sworn to protect humanity. We can't let stuff like that fall into the wrong hands.
Sir, you're scaring me.
I'm sorry. I am not well. I apologize if I scared you. Why don't you go? Allow me some rest.
Of course.
Torden, my child. Is that you?
No. No, it's not.
Everyone, settle down! I know some of you are concerned about the kind of people you see here today. These people are our enemies. Were our enemies.
Because of the incoming threat, we have enlisted Corvus and his men. They will be aiding us in battle. Jormungandr is on his way here. He wants the Allfather. We won't let that happen.
Fenrir is currently tracking his location. He says the snake is heading this way quickly. He'll be here in a few days' time.
You think the world serpent is as big as the myths say? I can't beat that.
What are we talking about?
Corvus will now address his men.
Thank you, thank you. Well, men, look at us now. Scraping the bottom of the barrel for years finally paid off. We're gonna show up to the battle and show this glorified worm that people don't mess with us.
Not bad.
Impressive. For him.
Our new alliance requires celebration. Tonight, we shall feast.
I've never seen this many drunk people at the same time.
Welcome to the Viking Age.
You're too young, Dorothea. I don't want your mind poisoned with liquor just yet.
You'll ruin all the fun.
Simeon! Over here!
What is it?
Remember that spot I showed you in the mountains near here?
Yeah, what about it?
In a few minutes, Hjarta is going to present Melanie with her Valkyrie armor back. This party isn't her thing. Take her there. Make her night special.
What are we supposed to do there?
Take in the view. You'll see what I mean when you get there. Very different place at night.
It's true that this feast is to celebrate our new allies. But we have more to celebrate. Tonight, we welcome a new Valkyrie. Melanie, join me up here. Are you ready?
I think so.
I present to you, Melanie, your armor bracelet. With it, you will always be one of us.
It is truly an honor.
I give you Melanie, the Valkyrie! Go ahead, the bracelet. Turn it on. Now that you are one of us, it will be your father living in the shadow from now on. Our armor has never looked better. Thank you, everyone. Let the party continue.
The armor came with wings? That's amazing. If I wasn't a guy, I would have signed up the moment I got here.
It is quite incredible.
Can you use them to fly?
She can, but I suggest she take some time to practice before she attempts that.
You're probably right. This is rather uncomfortable. Do I need to wear this all night?
No. By all means, take it off. I'm going to join Torben. You have a fun night.
Hey, Melanie?
Yeah?
They're playing music at this party. You want to give me that dance lesson you owe me?
Absolutely. This isn't the kind of music I would have picked, but we can improvise. Okay.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, it really is. I think you might be a lost cause.
No, I'm not. I can do this.
Oh, yeah? Prove it, then.
I will.
Look at the two of them over there.
I like to think the two of us played a major part in that.
We didn't do anything. What they have was already there.
Well, I'm taking credit for tonight. I told Simeon to take her to the special place tonight.
You did not.
I did. Just wait and see. Those two will be leaving the party early.
So, are you enjoying the party?
Sure. Why wouldn't I?
I wanted to know if you just want to get out of here. Just you and I. Torden showed me a cool spot. You know, think of it as my gift to you for your ceremony.
You and me. Just us.
Yeah. Unless you don't want to.
No. Of course. I would love that.
Really? Cool. Let's go.
See? There they go. What did I say?
Yes, Torden. I see them.
How much further? This path is hard to walk in a dress.
We're almost there. I'm surprised they got you into a dress again.
Hjarta said it's part of the traditional ceremony of the Valkyrie. Who am I to question the culture here?
Fair enough.
What is this place we're going to?
It's an open area on the side of the mountain. You can see the village and far beyond. It's pretty beautiful. Torden said it looks even better at night. Not sure what he means by that, but I'm sure it'll be worth it. We're here.
What is it?
Come see for yourself.
Is that what I think it is?
The Northern Lights? Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, nothing quite like it.
Thank you for bringing me here. I love it.
My pleasure. So, Valkyrie. Pretty cool. How do you feel?
It feels good. It feels like I earned something because I wanted it, not because someone forced me.
You know, if you really don't like being a hunter, you can just leave. Your dad can't make you stay.
He's not the reason I stay. I stay because of you and the others. It's also the only thing I'm good at.
Hunting is not the only thing you're good at.
Really? Tell me then. What else?
I can't think of anything right now, but that doesn't mean you're right. You put me on the spot.
Fine. Enough about me. What about you? I never asked you about Dorothea. How do you feel about having a sister you never knew about? I'm sure you have some strong feelings towards your dad.
Yes and no. I can't blame him for being with someone before my mom. Like you said, he's been around for a long time. I just wish he'd told me.
Well, that's a fun conversation you can have with him when we get back.
Yeah. Hey, you remember the fight we had before we got here?
Or do we have to talk about that now? We're having a nice moment.
No. Hear me out. I wanted to apologize.
Oh.
I never wanted you to feel like you weren't enough. You've always been enough. I'm just so confused on what direction I want to take my life.
I'm sorry, too. I know this is important to you. It wasn't right for me to project my fear and insecurities onto you. You know that little voice in your head? The one that tells you that no matter what you do, you aren't enough and never will be?
Yeah.
Well, I listen to it way too often.
That happens to everyone. I can tell myself no to that kind of stuff all the time.
It's not my voice, though.
It's your dad's.
Yeah. Kjartha has been trying her best to help me break it, but it hasn't been easy.
Hey, look at me. I don't care what that voice tells you. You're more than enough.
I appreciate it, but you're just trying to make me feel better.
I'm serious. I owe you my life.
Since when?
Since Steamwood. While I was possessed by Ezreal, I found myself trapped in this... in this darkness. There was no way out that I could find on my own. I'd almost given up hope, but then I heard you. You were calling out to me, telling me to fight back. It gave me the power to return. It was you who saved the world that night. Not me. Not anyone else. You. You saved humanity. And you saved me.
As great as you make that sound, I didn't do that to save the world. It was for more selfish reasons. I couldn't lose you. I feel like you're one of the only people that actually understands me.
I don't blame you for that. I wouldn't want to lose you either. You're one of the most important people in my life. I...
What's wrong?
Oh, yeah, if staying in Coleman Dorm affects you so negatively, I won't stay.
No, you do what you want. The last thing I want is to get in the way of what makes you happy.
Oh, but that's the issue. Coleman Dorm makes me happy. But you make me happy too.
Me? I do?
And the others? I mean, what would Victor do without me? And Poppy is basically a member of my family now. I'd miss Mom a whole lot too. And Augustin. Oh, can't forget him.
I get it. You'd miss everyone.
My point is, I lose something no matter what I choose. On one hand, I lose the family and friends I've made my whole life, and on the other hand, I lose the chance to help people that have gone through all the struggles I've had.
What if we just stay here?
What? Here? You can't be serious. Oh, you are serious.
Just think about it. The people here love us. The High Order doesn't exist yet. You wouldn't have to fear for your life just because you exist.
What about the others? The ones we'd be leaving behind. We'd be leaving them when they probably need us the most. Yeah, I risk my life going back, but I also am fighting for a day where people like me won't have to worry anymore.
You're right. Of course you're right.
It's okay. We all have ways we want to escape from our lives. And I've had my fair share.
Is Coleman Dorm one of those ways for you?
In some ways. You know, I also just want to help people.
You would be great at it.
You really think so?
Of course. You'd be missed. There's no one quite like you, Simeon Harrigold.
Not anymore. Back at Coleman Dorm, I'm not quite as unique.
I still think you're one of a kind.
You do?
Always. What was that?
I'm not sure. Look, down there.
What's making the trees move like that?
It has to be Jormungandr. The movement is headed straight to town.
But he isn't supposed to show up for another 3 days.
Looks like our buddy Fenrir was wrong.
What do we do?
You still have the armor bracelet on, right?
Yes.
You're gonna fly us down there and see what's going on. Then we'll go warn the town.
What? I haven't even attempted flying yet.
No time like the present. Come on. We're running out of time.
Oh, fine. But if I crash and we die, it's on you.
I regret asking you to fly.
It's not my fault you're so heavy. You weigh 3 stone more than me.
Could you convert that to pounds?
No. We're getting close. Keep your eyes open. That's Jormungandr, all right. I can see the scales from here.
Look, over there. It's Fenrir.
What's your plan now, genius?
Drop me down ahead of Jormungandr and I'll help Fenrir. You fly back to Forint and warn everyone.
Are you crazy? You know you can't take him.
I'm not trying to take down the snake. We won't be able to stop him, but we can stall him to give you more time.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Do you have a better one? Drop me.
Stay safe.
Always. Fenrir!
Simeon! What are you doing here?
I'm here to help.
Get on!
What happened? I thought he wasn't supposed to show up for another few days.
He wasn't, but he suddenly started moving much faster. He must have planned this, speeding up at the last minute in order to make me unable to warn Orange in time. I haven't been able to get a message out to them. They have no idea he's coming.
Don't worry. Melanie's on her way there. Let's work on slowing him down.
I see you have a friend, Fenrir. No matter, you cannot stop me.
Don't do this, brother! You gain nothing from killing Agaeus.
You have no idea. I gain everything from this. If I kill Agaeus and his irritating son, not only do I get my revenge, but I also gain control of the Archeon realm.
You don't really think that's how that works, do you?
You know not what you speak of, child. Agaeus imprisoned me for centuries, fixed my tail into my mouth so I could no longer spread my poison. So long, my hunger is so great, I will only have my fill when Agaeus' blood runs on this land.
You know we can't let you do that.
Try and stop me. You won't succeed.
Simeon, did you bring your sword?
I never leave home without it. Except for airports. They don't like it when you carry weapons.
What?
Nothing. What do you want me to do?
Use it!
Got you. So I just hit him?
Is there an extra step to using a sword I'm not aware of?
Right.
You think something as pathetic as your little sword will hurt me? You need something better than that.
It didn't work.
Try again!
What makes you think it'll work a second time?
That sword is imbued. If anything can get through your Mungandr's skin, it's that.
Did you do something? Did you try biting him?
Yes. My teeth still hurt from attempting that.
We're screwed.
What's going on out here?
Hjarta, it's me!
Melanie? You're already attempting to fly? Be more careful! You could have hurt someone!
No time for a lecture! Jormungandr is almost here!
What are you talking about? Fenrir said he wouldn't be here for another few days!
He was wrong. Simeon is with Fenrir, trying to stall him as long as possible. That's him! They're almost here!
This isn't good. We are prepared.
We don't have a choice other than to act now. Corvus, get your men ready, and I'll get mine.
Understood.
See you on the battlefield. Everyone, prepare yourselves for battle. Stay with Agaeus and protect him.
Where's Advena? Now isn't the time to disappear. Everyone, to your stations!
What are your orders, sir?
Go and serve Tordin. Do whatever they tell you.
What will you do, sir?
I'll be using this chaos to get my visit with the king.
Oh, much noise. What is happening? And do not worry for myself. I worry for those that will lose their lives to that monster in order to keep me alive. Who is that?
It is Corvus, my lord.
Corvus? Good. I see Tordon finally decided to meet with you.
He did. I would never leave this place in the hands of a beast.
I am glad you are here. I must confess, there is more to my request to be allies than just this battle.
There is?
Yes. Wait outside. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Make yourself scarce, child. The adults are talking. May I come closer, my lord?
No. I am ill. and it appears to be contagious. We don't know how it spreads, but I don't want to risk passing it to you.
Understood.
I wanted you to come here, because I'm afraid he won't be willing to do what needs to be done for humanity.
Why come to me?
I know you aren't afraid to get your hands dirty.
What are you wanting me to do?
I want you to kill Simeon Harigold and Dorothea Smith.
What? Why? They seem to be good allies to you.
They are. It saddens me to have to take this course, but it's what must be done.
What made you come to this decision?
Half-humans are a danger to the safety of humanity. I had my suspicions when I called for you to join us. But they are confirmed by Simeon not too long ago. Half-humans can manipulate the walls between worlds at will. I can't let this danger exist. It's a sad fate, but the needs of the many outweigh that of the few.
I don't know.
If you do this, I will reward you beyond your wildest dreams.
Go on.
Thordon will never be able to do what it takes. He has grown too close to the issue. Kill them, and I will give you Thordon's place in the royal line.
You can't be serious.
No, but I am.
They're right. You really have lost all sense.
I'm just doing what I can to keep what I promised.
Fine. I'll do it. Prince Corvus has a nice ring to it.
You can't make it look like you did it. If you get caught, Thordon and Hjarta will kill you for sure.
Don't worry about it. I'm as sneaky as they come.
Leave me, and return when you have completed your task.
Now's as good a time as any. Sorry, kid. The king has ordered your execution. Don't worry. I'll make this relatively painless, as long as you don't struggle.
Bad choice. You okay? Good. Help me tie him up.
Give up! You can't hurt me!
Simeon! Do something! Quick! I'm starting to see forward!
I can see them! Ready yourselves!
Archers! Take aim!
They're using simple bows and arrows? That won't do anything right now! We need to weaken him somehow!
It would be amazing if you had some kind of trick up your sleeve that you saved for the last minute.
I can say the same to you.
Think, Simeon, think.
They need help! Stay back, Melanie. There's nothing you can do to help them.
I have to try!
Melanie, no!
Melanie! What are you doing?
Helping you!
I am your annoyance. You cannot hold me.
If you're going to do something, Simeon, do it now!
I can't. Nothing works.
If anyone can do it, it's you!
Okay. Focus. Focus. Focus.
Now I want you to think back. Back to when you had your awakening. When you found your true self.
Fight back!
Do you have it? Focus on it. Focus on what you felt at that precise moment.
You can do it. I know you can. Never doubted you for a second. Simeon Harrogold, I love you.
Impossible! What did you do?
You did it!
I did it! I can't believe I did it!
Good strike! I knew you had it in you.
The beast is slowing down!
Did you see that light? What was that?
You got lucky. I told you, you can't stop me.
If they aim their arrows for the wound, they should be able to really hurt him.
You're right! Hector, have them aim for the wound!
You heard him. Aim for that wound. Ready? Fire!
Jormungandr, we finally meet.
My quarrel isn't with you, Torben, for of the human world, but I am not against killing you.
You look like you are in a lot of pain.
Just you wait. Once I gather my strength, I will devour your father.
I don't think we'll give you the opportunity.
Who's going to kill me? You. You lack the courage.
I'm sure I have more than enough courage. You're the one bleeding on the ground. And I'm the one holding the hammer designed specifically to kill beasts like you.
Alcaeus must pay for what he has done to me! I swear, I will tear him limb from!
Maybe he does, but that's not for you to decide.
The world serpent is dead.
Simeon!
Melly!
You were incredible!
You were too.
You did it! I knew you could!
The two of you make a fine pair.
Right. Thank you, Melanie. That means a lot.
No problem, pal.
I was kidding! Don't make it weird. Good work, Simeon. We wouldn't have been able to stop him without your help. As well as you, Melanie. If you hadn't warned us, we probably would have all been killed.
It was an honor, Torden.
We've tried our best to earn our place here.
You certainly have.
Melly, did you say something to me while I was trying to focus back there?
Yeah. I said I believe in you.
Oh, you did? Huh. Thanks. I'm sure I was able to pull through because of your encouragement.
Have any of you seen Corvus? He disappeared before the battle.
I haven't. He must have run off like the coward he is.
He's right here.
What happened?
I caught him conspiring with King Aegeus.
Conspiring? About what?
He asked Corvus to kill Simeon and Dorothea.
What? Why would he do that? I find this hard to believe.
She's telling the truth. If you still don't believe us, ask your father yourself.
I will. Simeon, Dorothea, stay out here. If what they're saying is true, we need to keep you away from him.
What do you want me to do?
Stay with them. You've earned some rest. Let us handle this.
Father!
Torden?
Advina and Corvus claim that you told him to kill Simeon and Dorothea. Is that true? Father! Answer me!
I knew you wouldn't be able to handle what needed to be done.
No! Why would you do this? Those two have been nothing but kind to us.
I care for them as well. It pains me to order their execution.
Two innocent people die because you feel they're dangerous. And you are the one who gets to decide that.
I was chosen. The gods chose me to protect humanity.
Then maybe they chose wrong. I don't know how long you thought you'd be able to get away with this. When I become king, I assure you I will make it as if this never happened.
What's so funny?
You don't even know. He's done with you. He offered me your place in the royal line for my help.
You didn't.
I did.
You are truly lost.
I needed to know when I died, the person who succeeded me was capable of doing the difficult things.
I am capable of doing difficult things, but killing thoughtlessly? I don't even know who you are anymore. My father would never stand for this.
This is not thoughtless. I am doing the job that charged to me when I was given the Ark.
The Ark of Worlds has changed you. When we return home, I'm taking a visit to its altar.
What do you plan to do of it?
I'm going to destroy it. Our world should no longer meet.
It's not there. I brought it here.
You're kidding.
I found myself unable to live with myself, being separated from it. So I brought it here. Isn't here anymore either. I had it sent away.
What do you mean you sent it away?
I feared this day would come. So I put it in a box and had it shipped away 2 weeks ago, right before I was bedridden.
Where is it?
That's the beautiful part. I don't know.
Do you have any idea what you've done?
I preserved my promise. I will overlook humanity till the end of time.
You won't, because I'm taking you home.
I am not your child. You do not get to choose where I go.
You aren't my child, but you are a fool! A fool that can't be left alone!
It is you that is the fool. You know nothing of the gods and their wishes. I was chosen. Me, not you. I...
What's happening?
It's the last stage of the rot.
He'll either die or become a Draugr?
Unfortunately, yes. We all need to leave. There's nothing more we can do for him.
He seems okay to me.
We need to leave now.
What is he going to do? He can't use his legs.
He's standing.
I did not see this coming.
Now that he's fully succumbed to the rot and gone feral, all his lost senses are returning to him.
Everyone! Out!
Don't forget me!
I've never seen anything like it.
What do we do now? We can't let the people see him like this.
We keep him locked in here for now. We tell our people the king is sick beyond allowing visitors. We decide a plan of action from there. But one thing's for certain. We must remove my father from the crown.
That would make you king.
Yes, I suppose it would.
You can't do that! The king has to die for you to take the throne!
We're clearly under special circumstances here. We need to make an exception.
You can't decide that! You want the king!
Corvus, I know my father gave you a silly promise, but I don't think you're going to be able to keep up your end of the deal.
You don't know that! He could get better!
He isn't.
You don't know that! Just you wait. I'll get out of these binds and I'll fulfill my end of the deal. I'll kill every half-human if I have to. You might have a Gaius locked in there, but out there, I am his eyes!
You hurt either of those two, and I'll have the Valkyrie strike you so hard you won't have time to beg for forgiveness.
That's okay. I can wait. One day you'll let your guard down, and I'll move in swiftly and silently. Before you know it, their presence will be gone.
Empty threats don't bother me.
He's trying to break out! Hold the door!
Torden, you know what you have to do.
I do?
You need to kill him.
What? Are you crazy?
That thing in there isn't your father anymore. There's no reason to hold him in there.
The door won't hold much longer.
Open the door.
What?
Advena's right. I'll end this. I'm sorry, Father. He's dead.
I'm sorry, my love. I wish there was something we could have done differently.
Thank you, Hjarta. But I lost my father a long time ago.
consumed by that promise of his.
Are you serious?
Edwina, what is it?
Corvus is gone.
He must have used this knife to cut himself free.
He could be anywhere.
This is Corvus we're talking about. I'm sure we'll see him next week, failing to take the town.
He's certainly become a rather large thorn in my side. But we've handled him before, and we'll handle him again. We won't have to worry about him attacking Forun for much longer. Tell all Archeon citizens to pack their bags. Once Simeon and the others return to where they came from, we're going back to our world. We've meddled in human matters for far too long.
Today's the day. We're going home.
Yes, it is. A lot different from 1912.
You're in for a big culture shock.
Thank you, both of you, for coming for her.
And saving us.
Are you sure you don't want to come back with us, Edwina?
Not yet. I'm going to wait till the cave is charged again. I'll spend the next month here, helping with the move back to the Archean realm.
Your help is very welcome.
Oh, Hjarta, the armor bracelet. I'm sure you want it back.
No, keep it. I told you the night I gave it to you. With it, you will always be one of us, whether that's here or in the future.
Thank you. I will treasure it.
Remember what we discussed. That bracelet means you aren't just your father's daughter. You are so much more.
You have been so kind to me, Hjarta. I'll miss you.
And I'll miss you.
I'm sorry about your dad.
Thank you. I'm still a little shaken up by it. To think my father desired those kinds of things.
He was wrong. But I'm sure you'll make things right.
Thank you.
So, King Thornton, huh? It's pretty nice.
I'm not used to it yet. I don't necessarily feel ready. But I don't have another choice.
Don't worry, you'll do great. Plus you have Hjarta at your side. She's just as natural a leader as you are. Together you'll be unstoppable.
Can I ask you something?
What is it?
Are we related? By blood, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I think you're like my great-great-great-grandfather or something.
I'm glad. With what my father's done before me, I can't help but fear for our family line. It's good to know that the future of our family has such a good head on his shoulders.
Stay safe.
You don't need to worry about me. Take care of the two of them.
I will. You guys ready?
Yes.
As you humans say, may we meet again in Valhalla.
One day we will.
Here we go.
Simeon!
What?
Tell your friend Vernon that I used Mjolnir better than he ever will!
We did. Where did they go?
What time is it? We came back at the right time, right?
The cave isn't an exact science. You arrived at basically the right time, but 4 hours later. Ooh, sorry. Did I scare you?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to stay for a while.
I did.
Oh, I get it. When was the last time you saw us?
Let's see. About 110 years, give or take a few months.
You went back to 1912.
Here, waiting for Simeon and Melanie to arrive and return here with you.
You saw us get here the first time? We didn't see you at all.
Remember? Secret invisible cottage. I was the one sending you those dreams, Simeon. Giving you my own memories to guide you here.
Why me?
Your father promised to come back once the High Order was gone. Here we are, 100 years, and the High Order still stands. Having met you in the past, I knew you were capable of doing what needed to be done. Getting Dorothea back, no matter what danger awaited her upon her return. Living her life in a dream isn't much living at all. Who's to say the world was ever going to be safe enough for her? Once you had awakened, I knew you had reached a power strong enough to come for her. All I had to do was send you a message.
What about me? You said I was chosen.
That's because you are. You are destined for greatness just as he is. Look at you. The Valkyrie have been gone for centuries. You're the last one. That has to amount to something. Like a phoenix, you have returned what was once lost. You are a beacon of hope to those who have none. Hope that good things can return.
I don't know.
Well, if you were here before, do you know where our friends went?
Yes, they went back to Cor Mandorum.
They left us behind. Why would they do that?
It's probably because Cor Mandorum is under attack.
It is?
Yes, it is. Look.
Is that smoke? What in the world is going on?
Two members of the High Order found their way here. One is a woman who specializes in poisons, and the other is a brute of a man suffering from acute rot brain.
How do you know all this?
I have my ways.
We need to go help them.
You can wait out the battle in my cottage.
Are you sure?
Of course. As an extra precaution, Simeon, take it to the basement and be quick with it.
Thank you. Let's go.
I have missed you and the others so much, Melanie.
Who are you?
What? Why the hostile tone? I'm not your enemy.
I don't think you're my enemy, but I do think you haven't been honest with us about who you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You told us you've lived a long time, lived many lives. Just how many have you lived?
That's not important.
In Simeon's dream, Torden told you that there were others like you that joined him and his father during their time with humans. Were those your other lives?
That's a bold claim.
And don't forget Dorothea. She said something that stuck out to me. We've been discussing our powers with Agaeus. We're talking about her ability to sense Archeon apart from humans. You know, nothing suspicious so far. Then she mentioned you. She said she could sense you, but you weren't an Archeon. That got me thinking. I might have broken some personal boundaries going through your things, but I've learned that trusting people that don't tell you everything gets you hurt in the end, and I wanted to be ahead of the curve on this one.
What did you do?
I found some interesting things in your belongings. Interesting things like dozens of journals filled to the brim with writing about your many lives. I hope you don't mind that I grabbed one and took it with me.
How dare you!
Hey, you're the one who went over 100 years without realizing one was missing. That's on you. Oh, it was an interesting read. Details about your life as Hermes and Mercury. You really went through a rebellious phase as Sekhmet.
You're trying to anger me. But if you actually read the book, then you know I am an ally.
Yeah, but why the secrecy? Why hide your true identity? Edvena isn't even your real name, is it?
No, it isn't.
Then who are you?
Let's just say I'm someone that has much interest in the fate of these two worlds.
That could mean anything.
It's you, isn't it?
That depends. Who do you say I am?
You're the one who brought our worlds together. You're the one who gave Agaeus the Ark of the Worlds. You're the Guardian.
The Guardian is just a myth.
Yeah, well, the Ark of Worlds was just a myth until I saw it with my own eyes.
What if I am this Guardian? What does that mean to you?
I would ask you why. I would ask you why you would sit and watch as the human world is terrorized when you have the power to stop it.
And what if I said I couldn't do anything? That I was stripped of what made me all-powerful by breaking the rules? That I was doomed to wander these two worlds for an eternity.
We're right, aren't we?
I've walked these planets for so long. Part of me forgets who I am.
You stayed with Agaeus the whole time, even though he didn't know it. Why?
I was cut off from the others. I could no longer watch over my worlds. I had no purpose. The best I could do was watch over the one I was given the power to.
Do you regret giving him the Ark?
With all of my heart. But I'm done interfering. Once you leave, I'm tearing down this cave. Its time is over. I'll live here in my cabin until the inevitable death of the planet. It's the price I pay for the pain I've caused.
Perhaps, but maybe, you can help us. You must know a way to end this war for good.
There is one way. The Ark of Worlds.
What about it?
It's what's truly keeping the doors open between the two worlds. You destroy it, and those doors close permanently.
How are we supposed to find it?
That's the hard part. It's lost somewhere out there. After Agaeus had it shipped away, the Ark exchanged hands around the human world for several hundred years. Humans didn't know how to use it, and they're immune to the rot, so it ended up just as a rare collector's item for a while. Eventually, it did end up back in Archean hands and brought back to their world. That was when the rot outbreak ravaged the realm and brought about the fall of King Nost. After that, it was lost to time. No one knows where it is.
What's stopping us from going back in time and destroying it in Forent? I know where he hid it.
Too risky. Besides, history requires the Ark to be intact for over 1,000 more years. Destroying it that far back would have disastrous consequences. You of all people should know, Simeon. You would cease to exist.
And what are we supposed to do?
Dedicate yourselves to finding it. When you do, bring it to me, and I shall destroy it.
Are you sure that will work?
I don't know, but we don't have much more of a choice. Now go, save your friends.
Right. How in the world are we going to make it back there in time? It'll take us hours to get there on foot.
How about flying?
Are you okay with carrying me again?
Going to have to be. Think light thoughts.
Sure. Advenna, we'll be back for Dorothea.
I anxiously await your return. The son of Thor and the last Valkyrie. May the gods be with you.
Archaon. Caleb Hughes is Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Kay Weaver as Dana Harvey. Sean Cadio as Urzon. Stephanie Tobin as Advenna. Oliver Smith as Torden. Odd Andrews as King Agaeus. Kat Peterson as Hjarta. Eleanor Anwin as Dorothea. Corey Levere as Corvus. Alexander Dottie as Fenrir. Ellis Knight as Jormungandr. Lorenzo Onrubia as Senator Robbins. Peter Wicks as Grimm. Written and directed by Caleb Hughes. Follow us on Twitter @StudioArcheon. See you next time.